This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Sudan and Israel agreed Friday to normalize relations in a U.S.-brokered deal to end decades of hostility. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran will be part of the deal someday.
I could see Iran ultimately. It sounds, right now, it doesn't sound like something that would happen, but I see it happening. Ultimately, they'll all be one unified family. It'll be an amazing thing.
The announcement makes Sudan the fifth area to forge diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. The United Nations is warning of a looming health crisis in Sudan following historic floods. The floods have left behind stagnant water pools, which have created conditions for deadly mosquito-transmitted diseases to thrive. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warns more than 4.5 million people are at risk of mosquito-transmitted diseases such as malaria. President Trump is back on the campaign trail, hoping a solid debate performance gives him momentum as he trails Joe Biden in the polls. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It was a cheery president who told reporters in the Oval Office last night went well.
Great reviews, great polls, great everything.
While he's been on the defensive over the virus pandemic, the flipped today after Biden said last night he backs a transition away from oil in the U.S., a statement that could hurt him with voters in swing states like Pennsylvania and Texas, who rely on fracking in particular to make a living. The Trump camp jumped on it. Biden running mate Kamala Harris said he's talking about banning taxpayer subsidies to fossil fuel companies.
Let's be really clear about this. Joe Biden is not going to ban fracking.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the very latest on the U.S. election and all the latest news, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.